Hello, you are now listening to the number one podcast in Zaire. It's the Frocast presented by NappyAfro.com. Here are your hosts, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, and Sauli Wright, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur, the Kings of Slander, are here.
Now tuned in to the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 243. I'm your man Saul Wright, aka the Black Alex P. Keaton, aka Shupak Shakur, aka Beard Jedi, aka your sneaker cousin. I think that's enough, right?
That's all I got, man.
I shot my whole wide. That's all I got, man. The kicks of the day, Jern would not approve these shoes. I wouldn't have approved these shoes if it wasn't for the deal that I got on these motherfuckers. They are the Saucony Grid 9000s, but they are purple and black. I know Jerm don't really do the pastel color kicks. It's usually black and red or black or all white, pure, clean white. That's pretty much where he rolls. But the person I'm speaking of is my co-host, King Jerm. Say what's up to the people, bruh.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, a.k.a. the most slandered, a.k.a. we got some technical difficulties because we had a great show lined up for you. Hopefully, we can work that out, a.k.a. I'm here another week. Hey, I got another a.k.a. for you, Mr. Us, all right?
What is it?
A.k.a. Mr. Bye Week.
Mr. Bye, yeah, because I got another bye week next week, man. I'm every other that. Week. I'm Mr. Bye Weekly.
Yeah, Mr. Bye, it's all right, come like your paycheck, man.
Hey, that's what happened. That's what happened, man. We were in negotiations. Be Easy said, fuck your check, fuck your life. I had to cut back. So y'all just see me, you know, when y'all see me until me and Be Easy catch me outside. How about that? Mm. Nah, it's just, you know, I'm old, so I can't do this shit every week. I wanted to get into some sneaker talk real quick before we jump through the list here. You know, it's heavy month right now for Jordan. You got all these All-Star kicks coming out. Are you on the radar, Mr. 22 Racks, for any of the shoes coming out?
Nope.
None.
I looked at all the Jordans coming out up to until like June, and I'm not really hyped about any of them.
You got to get the Royal Ones, though, right?
No, I don't like the ones.
Okay, well, them Royal Ones, like, if you get a chance to get a pair for me, because you could probably sell those for $300 or $400 a piece.
And I'm not, sorry, I heard it's not a good market for shoes no more, so right.
Those Royal Ones will sell for $300 easy, trust me.
Yeah, that's what somebody told me. Now I'm stuck with some shoes I can't even get rid of.
Which shoes can't you get rid of?
These threes, man. These Royal Threes, whatever y'all call them.
Who told you you could resell those?
I figured, hey, all of them was resellable.
First of all, you paid too much for them. That was the first issue. They shouldn't have been $220. That's the problem.
I only want $250 for them.
They're not, but they're on sale. You can get those on sale for like $170. That was a bad buy.
I gotta take them back to the store though. I ain't never worn them.
You got 30 days, bruh.
Damn it.
Yeah, that's a wrap. You should have consulted your sneaker cousin, man. I would have told you no. That one went hot.
I was
hot.
Doing something like getting them and shit. I was like, yo.
Nah, get the Royal shit, Ones, man. Royal Ones, April 1st. Get the Royal Ones. Resale is going to be crazy. I want at least one pair to buy to wear. I want another pair to try and flip so I can get my bread once and I'm good. I'm not really in that resale game like that. But the Sauconys I was talking about is a $130 shoe I got for $30. So that's why I went ahead and cop them. You know what I'm saying? It happens every once in a while. Yeah, man, you got to, hey, Alex P. Keaton. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to shop for the discounts. You got to do what you got to do, man. It ain't all heat. Sometimes you got to go for the quality. Sometimes you got to go for the price. But anyway, I wasn't here last week. Great show, holding it down with the queen. She does what she does, you know, per usual, try to keep you in line. That's hard. That's hard work. You got to get her AKA game up, though.
She sucks.
You said that. I did not say that. We just got to get her AKA. Like,
I was trying to tell her, like, yo, you got to do something, man. It's just not, you just can't be out here. Oh, hey, how you doing? Nah, man, you got to do better than that, man.
She did the intro like we were at a mixer for work or some shit like that.
I mean, just, She was sad, man. Sad. Hey, sad. Man,
I appreciate her for holding it down. The Super Bowl came and gone, man. First of all, greatest Super Bowl of all time?
Man, you know, it was the greatest of all time. Yeah, we can go ahead and say that. Yes, yes, it was.
You know, I've got a personal bias for my favorite, which would be the Rams and the Titans. You know, it came down to the last play. Home team. Of course, that's going to be up there for me. This was like the greatest collapse in Super Bowl history.
But it was the first overtime Super Bowl.
It shouldn't have been overtime, though, right? Like, the game was over in the first 3.5 quarters. What the fuck happened?
According to who?
According to
who?
According to the internet. Did you see the memes? According to the sportscasters? According to history? The game was over.
Look, I was on Facebook. I saw the Michael Jordan, the crying Jordan memes at halftime. And I was like, wow, this might be a little premature. Because I was like, is a dude on the other side named Tom Brady just not going to lay down? And it was just, you know.
When did you know?
I've seen the Falcons collapse before. I've seen it.
Several times. Like, shit, they just did it in 99. They got to the Super Bowl and got destroyed by the Broncos. Yeah. Was it like 42-15 or something like that? It was a bad game.
It was just like a couple years ago when the, who was it? They get the 49ers came to beat them, beat the shit out of them. They scared. They put up 17-point lead. You know what I'm saying? That's what the Falcons do.
Let's call it what it is, and this is not slander towards the city of Atlanta. That's what Atlanta does. You had the best baseball team for the entire 1990s, and y'all came away with one championship, bro. One. How do you do that with the best team in the league for the whole decade?
With the best pitching staff. They had the best team.
It's arguable. I mean, you went to like...
Yeah, they went to like the thing like every year.
Yeah, it was like 5 or 6 straight NLDS or something stupid. Like they were kicking ass. They definitely had the best pitching staff. That's hands down. But I think it's arguable they had the best team because at one point they had Jordan, Brian Jordan. They had Ron Gant. Like you had some motherfuckers that was swinging some lumber out there. So they had a squad, but you know it is what it is, man. Brady, is he the GOAT?
Didn't I say this like 3 weeks ago?
I'm just saying, just for the people that didn't hear you in the cheap seats.
I mean, okay. Well, now this is saying it for Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time. I mean, you go to 7 Super Bowls in what 15 years? You know what I'm saying?
Half his career has been in the Super Bowl.
Half his career been in the Super Bowl. You win 5 of them. Then the way you won this one. There's no question about it. You are the greatest quarterback of all time. Y'all kept missing me with that Joe Montana. He undefeated in the Super Bowl. Nah, he only went to 4 of them. You know what I'm saying? Then Joe Montana had one of the great... Like, he played some of the sorriest teams in the Super Bowl. I know that don't make sense. You're like, how could they be sorry if they're in the Super Bowl? Look at the Super Bowl. He played a rookie Dan Marino. He played the Bengals twice. And then he beat up on the Broncos one time. Come on, man. Like, you played the Bengals in the Super Bowl. I'm sorry.
Come on, man. Don't do that. The Bengals were good.
Twice. You played the Bengals. Like, that don't even sound like niggas don't believe you when you say the Bengals went to the Super Bowl.
Nigga, that Icky Woods happened.
Stop fucking lying.
Boomer Esiason happened.
Look, and they shit the pants?
They shit the pants. Hey, man, I'm just saying, they were all bad. I just don't agree with being undefeated in the finals in the big game doesn't make you better than somebody who's there repeatedly, in my opinion.
He ain't throwing no interceptions in the Super Bowl. If I had Roger Craig, I wouldn't throw no interceptions either.
You throwing a Roger Craig, Jerry Rice? Like, who are you throwing an interception? Oh,
John Taylor.
How are you throwing an interception in those games? Like,
yes,
no.
Jerry Rice has stickum on his hands, so he's catching everything. So
right, he's cheating ass. So you know, of course he's not dropping shit.
Then Tom Brady won with a guy named Julian Edelman, Danny Amendola, Chris Hogan. What was the black guy? Malcolm Mitchell. Any of these guys going to Cooperstown or wherever? Canton?
LeGarrette Blount.
Hey, whoa. Don't,
what?
Don't ever talk bad about LeGarrette. He's the guy. He's on 5 of my fantasy teams.
Of course he is. He's the new modern day Jerome Bettis. Of course he is. But I'm saying, like, the last time his name was mentioned this much, he punched somebody in college.
Yeah, knocked that dude out.
Dropped him after the game. I'm just saying. Like, I had this conversation with somebody else, and y'all know my Patriots hate is strong. But outside of Randy Moss and Gonzo, Brady hasn't had top talent on the offensive side of the ball. Like, nope. Their last 1,000-yard rusher was like 2004 or some shit like that. So he's been able to make it do what it do. Like I said, Randy Moss is the exception. I still think that he's overrated. Randy Moss is the exception. Of course, you got the tight end. Of course, you know what I'm saying? Gronk is going to be the exception. We're not going to talk about the killer because he didn't really stick around enough to count. But outside of that, he's just been making it do what it do. Amendola was like our third or fourth receiver. Hogan got cut twice. Edelman, where the fuck did he even come from? Hey, man, look, man.
Edelman used to be a quarterback in college.
Well, look at that.
Maybe. Yeah, he played quarterback at some little, what school that was? Because he didn't get no looks at quarterback, so he switched position to wide receiver. Because they was like, yo, you're not going to make it as a quarterback in the league. And so he switched to wide receiver, and voila, Super Bowl champion now.
You know, that's honestly why I think that all that pedigree shit from college to pro is bullshit. Because they switched that position, the quarterback, to be the most important position. They will flip-flop your ass quickly from quarterback to cornerback or quarterback to receiver or some shit like that. Yeah, they'll do that shit in a heartbeat.
I think if you're a quarterback, you got to know all the receiver routes and everything. So I guess that's an easy transition. Then with cornerback and quarterback and receiver, it's all like all those three positions are kind of like interloped. So it's kind of, you know, got no reads and all that stuff. So I think that's why the transition is not that. Well, I'm not saying it's an easy transition, but that's why it's easy to transition those guys to those positions.
But how do you make a move like that when you scout somebody for 2 to 4 years playing quarterback?
And then most of them play like in high school, they might play corner and quarterback and cornerback. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's usually how it goes. But then if we're talking about the college level and how that's supposed to translate, like we sat up last year and listened to them run that whole shit talking about taking snaps from the center and how big of an issue that was. Mm-hmm. If it's so major, or playing in the spread offense or playing in the pro offense, if it's so major and important, how do you scout somebody for 2 to 4 years? And then when you draft them, you say, yeah, by the way, Terrell Pryor, we're going to have you go out here and run routes. I don't understand how that shit works.
You know what I mean? They let him try the quarterback, and they was like, look, man, you ain't going to make it a quarterback, dude. You can't play quarterback in the league. So if you want to be in the league, you're going to have to switch up to something else. And so he's like, yo, I play wide receiver. And he's a better wide receiver than he is a quarterback anyway.
He is now. It took him what? Terrell Pryor's like 30. It took him 6 years to have a good season.
Hey, he was trying to play quarterback for 5 of those seasons.
in what was it, Oakland?
He was in Oakland.
Like, the first season, he was, like, fourth on the depth chart or some shit.
Yeah.
They shouldn't hold that against you. If you quarterback in Oakland, like, really, they shouldn't hold that against you. It's not your
fault. Derek Carr, MVP.
I mean, he went down, and that was a wrap. God damn, man. Hopefully they come back. Shout out to all my people in Atlanta that got hurt again. I was talking about this shit before. Like, when I was there, when I was a beer man for the Falcons, we was all in. Atlanta was popping. The Dirty Bird, the whole nine. I understand how y'all felt last night, because it's the same way I felt, man. But not last night at the Super Bowl. That's all bad, man. After the game, though, you know, of course, Brady went ahead and made his announcement that, of course, he's going to the White House now. Unlike when Obama was in office and they won before, he didn't go then. Brady's going this time, and a lot of his teammates are not going to the White House. Did you see when Skip was talking about that on Undisputed?
Man, I don't watch Skip Bayless, man. I hate Skip Bayless.
Do you watch First Take?
I don't watch First Take because I hate Stephen A. Smith.
Okay, so when they were together, you definitely didn't watch. And now that they split, you don't watch.
Oh, hell. Yeah, now they split up. It's like, what, two shows I don't want to watch now?
So Skip had Nelly on there. And Skip was saying that he feels that Martellus Bennett and the rest of it, I think there's 4 other players, and I should have them in front of me, but I don't because fuck research.
Probably only 4 black people on the Patriots team, but yeah.
There's a lot more than 4, god damn it.
Nah, it's only 4. LeGarrette Blount, James White, the other running back, like, what's his name, Deion Lewis, and Hightower. That's it. Them the only black guys on the team, man.
Bennett, McCourty. There's more than that, damn it.
Okay, I mean, I was being facetious.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The alt-right came out of you real quick. But a lot of the black players are saying, yo, we're not going to the White House to visit Trump. So Skip says that they should hold a vote and decide if they should all go or not go. And Nelly, of course, was the one that shut it down. Now, I had to give Nelly the side eye because he was saying that he loves Tom Brady. That's the first offense. You can't. You're from St. Louis, man. You can't love Tom Brady.
All right, man. Stop it. I can see if he said he loved the Chicago Cardinal or whatever. Chicago Cubs.
They stole a Super Bowl from us. They stole a Super Bowl from
us. We beat y'all fair and square. No. We beat y'all fair and square.
They stole a Super Bowl from us. Because what they did was against the rules. What they did was against the rules. So they stole a Super Bowl from us. They were penalized like cash in a draft pick or something stupid. So there was definitely a rules infraction. They stole the Super Bowl. Nelly, who famously wore the Oz Hakeem jersey backwards in this fucking video, you can't say that you love Tom Brady. But I digress. He said that he loves Tom Brady, but he doesn't have any issue with him not going to see Obama when they won. But you also can't have an issue with these other players. He said, you know, you opened the box on this one. You don't want to go now, or you didn't want to go then. They don't want to go now. You can't say nothing. You can't say nothing. Yeah. You're the fucking leader of the team, and you decided not to go see Obama. So now that we're talking about not going to see Trump, you can't have no fucking vote. Where does a vote come from? And I was like, yo, I'm with that shit. And Skip couldn't even defend it. He's like, all right, you're right. Okay,
damn, I understand. It should be no vote. I'm a grown man. We don't have to vote on where I'm going. Like, yo, like, I mean, personal reasons. Brady said he didn't want to go when Obama was the president when they won. And I mean, like,
you're the leader of the team. Like, yeah, if there's going to be a vote, it should be for the leader if he should go or not.
Yeah.
But not for everybody else.
I wonder what Brady's reason was for not him not going. Did he have something else to do that day? A commercial to shoot?
Tom Brady, of course he had something to do, quote unquote.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe he wanted to be there. He just, you know.
Stop it. Don't cop, please.
You think this was a political thing?
Absolutely it was a political thing. Absolutely. Also, I mean, this is the same Tom Brady who went out like a bitch when they asked him his opinion of what was going on with the anti-Muslim ban. He said, what's going on? I don't know. I just try to be a positive guy. What the fuck?
Tom Brady, listen, man. I've been trying to win this football game over here. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just a positive guy. No, motherfucker. You know what's going on. You got the goddamn Make America Great Again hat in your locker. Trump is
your
friend.
Yeah, this shit 2 years ago.
Come on, man. This motherfucker's a bitch. He's a bitch.
Greatest quarterback of all time, though.
Hey, on the field, I don't know about picking nobody outside of him, but off the field, I punch him in his neck. Like, damn. As soon as we step off the sideline, I got to punch him.
Damn.
You ain't got the weak legs. You hit him in the knee or the ankle, he's done.
Tom Brady's like 6'5", though, so all right.
I don't give a shit. That's probably where I'm going to hit him anyway. I'm not that tall. We chop Black City right here, bruh. He gotta go, goddammit. He gotta go. Shit. Speaking of bitches, what is your take on this whole, like, this ain't on the outline either, but we're talking about sports, right? What is your take on the Phil Jackson, Carmelo Anthony situation?
Yo, like, simple as this, man. Phil Jackson is the problem in New York. I mean, New Yorkers was happy with the way Carmelo was playing, and they were cool with it. Phil come in and I don't know what. Phil Jackson has not proven himself to be a great executive. Let's just be honest here.
Has he proven himself to be a great coach?
I mean, he had great players around him. I mean, you know.
Right, but has he proven himself to be a great coach?
Yeah. I mean, 13 titles say yeah.
All right, go ahead.
I mean, but. Well, 10, 11, how many he got? I don't know.
I think he got 11. He got 6 with
Jordan. Yeah, he got 2 with Kobe, 3 with Shaq. Yeah, he got 11.
Some shit like that, yeah.
But yeah, all the titles say, yes, he's a great coach. But the front office moves are ridiculous. Like, he, you know, he traded for the Derrick Rose, picked up Joakim Noah, overpaid for Joakim Noah. Now he's trying to run Carmelo out of town. And the way he's doing it, that's some whole shit. Like, you don't. I mean, what's next? Like they were saying on TV, they said, what's Phil going to do now? Like, start talking about Lala and kind of crazy stuff. Like, yo, Phil, and Carmelo got the no trade clause, so you're not just going to send me anywhere. Like, you know what I'm saying? Carmelo, like, no. The power's in my hand. Like,
that should almost be the default for guaranteed money. Like, for NFL, like, if you can't get if they can't give you guaranteed money, then you should be able to get a no trade clause.
Yeah, I mean,
no trade or no release clause.
Yeah, well, you can release me as long as my money guaranteed. Like, I don't care what you do.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if they, so that's the opposite though, because they're not gonna give you the guaranteed money. So if you're not gonna give me guaranteed money, then give me a no trade, no release clause.
But don't NBA all contracts guaranteed in NBA?
NBA, I think so. So yeah. I don't even know how he got a no trade clause.
Hey, because that's when you got that pull. I mean, because like I said, no trade clauses protect you from people you don't trust. Like, let's say you signed the contract and they had an overhaul and the coach is like, yo, you don't fit my style and I'm just going to trade you off. Nah, you're not going to do that. You know what I'm saying? They're just going to send me to, you know, back in the day, that used to be the joke. They, people piss you off, they send you to the Clippers. Like, that's what they send everybody to die, nigga, with the Clippers. Like, they're like, yo, just send them to the Clippers.
Yeah, but it's like, it's like you finally land that dime and she requests an open relationship, a one-sided open relationship, and then you say okay. Like, if they gave Carmelo like max money and a no-trade clause, you stuck with him at that point. You stuck with that nigga. If he go out there and don't produce shit, you put yourself in that corner. Yep. So why would you even give him that option? If I'm gonna give you max money, then I get to trade you if I feel like I need to. Why would you give that much for a player that don't fit your scheme? Well, at the time, I guess. Well, no, he re-signed when Phil was there.
Yeah, he just re-signed because he could have left. Like, yeah. He left. You know what I'm saying? Phil taught him in the stand, so he stayed.
That's crazy. And now you want to slander the shit out of him. That's all bad, man. That's all bad, man. I did catch up with some of the TV stuff. I watched a little TV. I got to say, bro, I got like one episode left of Black Ink Crew. I can't take it.
He came on this week?
Came on this week, and I can't take it. So this week, I'm about to call him shit. Richard and his wife. I forgot her name. I'm sorry. That's no slander. I really forgot her name.
Mrs. Duncan is what you can call her.
Mrs. Duncan. Thank you, Mrs. Duncan. so they had their reception party. They were planning the reception party. And he's out here spending like $4,000 on the venue. And so she's not comfortable with it. She's like, why are we doing all this? Like, this is not required. Where are we getting all this money? And so she's like, you're not really tattooing like that. So how are we going to pay for this? And he was like, oh, so then he got upset. And he's like, well, maybe you should be looking for a job instead of worrying about what I'm doing. And then she turned hood. Like, she went from the nice, she did like an Anya.
Started acting like New York.
Yeah, she got a little. She was like, hold up, first we need to back the fuck up. I was like, whoa, she got some bass in her voice. She's like, you don't even have a bank account. And then he said some shit that he thought was playing, but it didn't quite go the way he thought it was gonna go. He said, yes, I do, yours.
Oh yeah, I seen that on.
So he said that shit. I was like, oh, he thought that she was playing. She was like, who's been paying all the bills? Who's been doing this? Who's been watching out for you, washing your clothes, making sure your stuff's right? And I was like, damn, bro, you're a sleazeball.
So she's been washing his clothes. She's been doing all that for him.
All that for him. So then, you know.
He got a mother.
Huh?
He got a mother.
Yeah, basically. So, you know, they do the little interview after the, like, within the show that they did after the show. And he was like, yeah, we kind of used up her savings. But I was like, oh, so basically you went out to California, found you a good one, used all her money, convinced her to leave her son in California and move to New York, and you still ain't got no job?
Bruh, this my whole thing on this. That's like a running theme on these reality shows. These women leaving their kids, you know, I'm like, I see it all the time. But it's weird to me. I could not leave my kids for love. Like, I just couldn't do it. Like, I'm sorry. Like,
I feel like, and this is the slanderous thing that I'm going to say, and I really can't defend it. I feel like it takes a really horrible woman to leave her son by choice, or leave her kid by choice. A much more horrible woman than it does to take a dude to leave his kid by choice. Is that fair? If it was the same situation that the dude moved to New York and left the kid with the mother so he could hopefully work. We're going to assume he's working.
Yeah.
Is that the same thing as if a mother chooses to leave her kid, a fucking 8-year-old, to go get married to another dude, or even to work? Is it the same?
If you're leaving to go to work, that's one. That's not messed up because you're leaving to work. Like, you know, most times relationships, like the husband leaves first, sets the groundwork. He might leave for 6 to 8 months, then it stands for his family. You know, whatever.
Right.
I mean, if the roles were reversed and the woman left and stayed there with the son until, you know, she was laying the groundwork to move the family, that's fine. But when you leave for love, like, that's stupid.
Yeah, I think it's bad both ways.
Yeah, it's bad for it both. Like, you can't leave your kids, like, yo, mom, you'll watch Lil Johnny, you watch Lil King Jern while I met this girl, I'm going to move out there, and I'm going to send for him, I promise you. I'm 3 months at the longest. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, man, that ain't cool. Because I see it on all these shows. Like, this girl's like, yo, I left my son to come here to be with you. And I'm just like, who your son staying with? Like,
I think that's kind of what, so I agree with you on that. Like, if it's for work, it definitely changes the idea of the slant if it's for a relationship. I feel like the connection between the mother and kid trumps all that bullshit. And in her reasoning, when Walt asked her, when he mentioned, because he was like, where the fuck she coming with this kid? He was like, so why didn't you move your kid out here? And she was like, well, and he's 8 now. This motherfucker's like 8 years old. I didn't want to move him away from, you know, his father and his school and all his friends. You're 8! You know what the easiest thing to do at 8? 8, the easiest thing to do is make friends, nigga. 8?
8 years old, man. You don't have any friends. Those people in your class.
That's true. You know,
people come and go in elementary school, man. Think about it, man.
8, bruh. So that kind of sat weird with me. I was like, eh, whatever. But looking at this show, and this, I think this is why,
man,
I feel
like... I'm his day ones, though. He 8 years old. All of them is day one niggas.
He'll have new day ones next week.
Exactly.
Like, you don't have to even lose touch with him. In social media age, you don't have to lose touch with your kids. Like, this ain't when we were kids. And motherfucker move away, and that was it. You never saw that bastard again.
Yo, I remember, let me tell you a crazy story. My homeboy is in love with this girl, and she moved to Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Wow.
And so he was just like, oh, man. And they was, you know, they was together, whatever. How about like 11th grade or something? She moved back.
Damn.
They got reconnected, and them was married the day. They still together. But he was sick, and he was just like, yo, she left. And then, like, 11th to 12th grade, she came back, man. And he was just like, yo, she back. He got with her, and he never let her go, boy. I said, man. So, you know, some good stories out there, sorry.
That's how this shit's supposed to, I mean, you know, that story began it. But nowadays, he wouldn't have lost touch with her anyway.
Yeah, he was like, oh, man, that's cool, man, you know. Yeah, we still go together.
We still go together, man. We just got a little distance between it. I go up every month. It's different now.
We FaceTime all the time, and you know what I'm saying? It's good.
Fucking dirty sex chat and the whole nine. Dirty Skype.
Yeah, LD parts work.
So I'm saying, like, her reasoning didn't make sense to me, but this kind of, I kind of got upset. I think it was watching this and watching Friday Night Tykes together just kind of made me feel weird. So we got this show, which I feel like there's not a good quality female on the show.
No, come on, female with good intentions.
Yeah, on Black Ink, like, there's nobody that has any redeeming qualities for a show that's written and scripted. There's no female on the show that has any redeeming qualities. There's not one. But then the guys, I feel like they show them in a particular light so that they're always trying to be better. So Ted fucked up the shop. He came back like, yo, I can do better now. Caesar, he had his little outbreak of the first one. Now he's got a new shop and everything else. Richard left, came back. He did rehab. Now he's married and shit. He's trying to do better. Like, all the dudes are supposedly progressive. The females are getting shit on. And it bothered me for whatever reason last night. I feel like they don't have any dudes that they're trying to show in a positive... I mean, any females that they're trying to show in a positive light. And that's kind of not what we need right now. That's not what we're reading. Am I reading too much into it?
No.
So it's, when I was watching the show, I'm looking at that shit. I'm looking at Sky, who, you know, within the first 4 minutes of the show, she got into a fight with old girl, the light skinned chick.
Correct.
Yeah.
Miss or whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm 100% Puerto Rican. Like, is that
right? Which is also a problem, okay. Right? Like, you came into a Black Ink Crew proudly proclaiming that you ain't black. Fuck that shit.
I'm 100% Puerto Rican.
It was a little weird. Like, you could be proud of your shit, but the way you placed it, the way you stood on it, just seemed weird because you know what show you're on.
Don't confuse me with the light skin, girl. Don't confuse me with the light skin.
Which, like, again, depending on how you phrase that shit, it's not all bad. Like, you saying, yo, respect who I am. But the way you did it, you know what show you on.
So, yeah, I'm not light skin. Yeah. I'm Puerto Rican.
It just came off real fucked up. But the show starts, again. So who's the worst fighter? Before I go into the show, who's the worst fighter, Sky or Donna? Because this is the second fight that Sky got in, and Sky lost this one too.
No, don't tell me Sky lost this one.
She had to leave with stitches, bruh.
No!
Sky was sitting there trying to be tough.
He got touched.
I don't know how it happened, but Sky, because Sky, she's always a G with the way she moves.
It's like Sky, like, big fight on the show. Remember, Sky fought.
Oh, that's right. She fought in, like, the first season when she was queen of the mixies.
She fought a custom. Remember, Ra Ali came up there that time and her and Sky fought.
Yeah, she's queen of the mixies. So she had a couple fights before she was Sky.
Yes.
She had a couple fights in when she was Ted's main. She takes L's.
So Sky was like, yo, I beat bitches ass around here. I'm like, yo, who asked you to beat Sky? Because all the ones we seen on camera, you done took an L.
So this one wasn't even like that. That's right, you didn't see the episode. So this one wasn't even that major. Like, her and Missy was getting into it. Sky was trying to set the mood for the shop. And Missy was like, I don't even know if that's her name, but fuck it. She was like, if we're supposed to be a family, then I think that, if you have a problem with me, you should talk to me directly. You know, like, we should sort this out. And Sky said, no one really gives a fuck about what you got to say. So it was on at that point. And your girl was like, no, we're supposed to be family. She's like, no one is asking you for your opinion. And then she was like, okay, well, do you want to fight me? And Sky was like, what? And she was like, do you want to fight me? Because I feel like, if you just want to get out the way. And Sky said, okay, come on, let's go outside. And she said, why are we going outside? She said, because we finna fight. And she said, we can fight right here. She stood up and stole her. So at that point, that's when all the production crew, of course, they come in. But the next thing you see is Missy getting pushed back with a wig in her hand and Sky being taken outside bleed. So another wig snatching. Now, of course, just like on the last wig snatching, the wig that they show in the fight scene and the wig that they show in the interview scene ain't the same wig.
Not the same wig,
but whatever. You know what I'm saying? So Sky took another L. What else happened on this episode? I already told you about the breakdown for the little party shit, the after wedding.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. What's wrong with Sky?
So the way
she been acting out lately.
So what they said on the episode, good question and segue, was Sky said that she misses her mom.
Oh.
So when C's heard about the fight, because of course they went up to C's shop and decided to talk to him like an adult. I'm quitting. Young Bay and Misty said we're both quitting because we can't deal with this shit. Dutchess quit too.
Damn.
Dutchess quit the shop. She said I can't manage this shit.
Ted.
So Ted came back like, hey. Open up for you again. Right, Ted said, hey, bro, you need some help?
And I heard you looked at her. Yeah, cause I seen on the last episode, Ted like, they been fighting down there? She's like, nah, I don't think so. Then that's when all the books, Ted gonna slide back up in there and be like, yo, let me get this back.
Yeah, that's basically what Ted said. He said, he gonna need me. He said, give another 2 weeks. He'll be looking for Ted. So Dutchess left. They got to another fight. C's goes down to talk to Sky. He's like, what the fuck's going on with you? And she's like, nothing. I don't know. My period about to come. He's like, nah, fuck that. What's going on with you? So then she starts crying. I miss my mama. That's what's up. I don't know where she is. Yada, yada, yada. Here's my thing with the whole fucking show. Why does someone have to cry every episode? Why are all the families on the fucking show broken? And why are we highlighting that shit every episode?
Black. VH1. I'm pretty sure Mona Sky has something to do with this.
So I ended up last night because I'm watching the show. I'm at this point I'm amazed that we hadn't seen no mention of Kathy. We hadn't seen no mention of Kathy. So we're at the scene where they're doing the wedding reception. Oh shit gets served. Richard gets served for child support papers. So I go to Twitter and look. And Kathy's saying that I didn't even serve him. Like, I was invited to the wedding. The producers invited me to the wedding or to the reception, but I didn't go because fuck them. I don't deal with them like that. Like, we ain't got no beef, but there's no reason for me to be there. She said that he was served, but he wasn't served on camera. They recreated the camera shit for the camera for drama.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, look, now Kathy's crazy, but I believe her. I believe they did that shit because it doesn't make sense for her to serve him. Like, the way he even painted it, that Kathy is crazy. She's mad at me because I'm getting married. No, no one even knows who your wife is. Like, it's just weird. Like, all this shit was weird, but they did that whole drama on the show. And apparently at the end of the show, Cease is helping Sky go find her mom. That was pretty much the whole show. But it's just, it's too much drama for me to even give a fuck. I don't think any tattoos were done on the show this week.
Bruh, like, I mean, this shit is sad, man. They don't do tattoos on the show, man. Like,
no tattoos this week. I'm trying to remember.
The whole premise of the show is, I mean, you know, black ink. They making black tattoo artists look real bad. Like, I wouldn't.
Oh, there was one tattoo. Project Pat was getting a tattoo. Project Pat came up to get a tattoo by C's.
Of course. Look, at 125 and 125th. Ain't no tattoos get done at 113.
Hey, man. I think he was at, like, I remember this part. I don't remember if he was, I think he was at 113.
I mean, Project Pat probably went to, I mean, he hood, like, what?
I don't remember.
Season ain't do it down there. Season, I'm not working in this field.
Yeah, so I remember. I just remember Project Pat was there. I don't know if that's the premise for the next episode or what. The next episode is supposed to be, might be my last episode. That's when apparently this chick comes up and says that C's had hit her cousin pregnant or some shit.
Well, I mean, C's and Dutch is not together no more.
Right, in real life. So maybe this episode will tell us why
they're
not together.
I mean, the Dutch is messing with some nigga to play for the Panthers.
Some light is it the nigga that she tattooed before?
Some little light-skinned dude.
Nah, this nigga.
Nah, that, the dude she tattooed before, that was, he played for the Bobcats. That
okay,
was,
basketball player, that's it.
Yeah, he was a basketball player.
Okay.
He was like, yeah, I heard you don't show up. I'm like, stop, bro. Like, nigga, touches ain't nice like that. Y'all niggas, all right, bet. Go ahead. Like, nah, man.
That's
me and Steph B. Moore, we was talking about that shit, man. We was talking about, like, how all the fucking tattoo artists on that show are garbage. Well, all the ones in 113, except for Young Bay and Misty.
The only tattoo artists at the shop.
Look, them like the of all the like okay from all the black ink tech. And what's the light skinned pregnant one? Yeah, her.
Melanie.
Yeah. Melanie, the 100% Puerto Rican and Young Bay. Them the three nicest out of all the black ink tattoo artists. Now we don't know the ones up there at 125 because they ain't never said nothing about them. All the ones that we've ever seen on there, them the nicest three, man. Like,
but what other tattoo artists were there? Oh shit,
Richard, Caesar. Donna.
Donna don't count. Donna don't count.
Hey, look, she counts.
No, she's a scratcher, dude. So don't count.
She's a what?
She's a scratcher. It's like a rookie tattoo artist.
Bro, okay, but was she not doing tattoos on? Look, she did a whole bunch of tattoos, man.
She did most of them on Mel B.
Look, we seen more tattoos from Donna than we did from like Dangum. Walt ain't never did one.
Walt's not a tattoo artist.
Neither is Puma or Sassy Cat.
Right, that's what I said. So it ain't been that many people in the shop. It's like six artists over 4 or 5 seasons.
There's not that many artists. Caesar, Donna,
Duchess,
oh, Richard.
Shit. Yeah, Richard.
Four.
Misty.
And then we got that.
Melody and Young Bay. That's it.
Yeah, dang. So you're right.
It ain't that many. Like, the rest of the motherfuckers are just superfluous extra niggas.
Yeah, because they got more down, you know, because then you probably can name more people that don't do tattoos that's regulars on the show than do.
Right.
You got Donna, Ted, Sassy, Puma. That's five right
shit.
There.
Yeah, I mean, it's real easy to get off into that shit.
Jesus.
So it's a lot of extra people, extra stragglers just hanging around. But I'm almost on my way out, man. I can't keep watching this show. I just don't. They're not even doing tattoos anymore. Like, the first season, we had a lot of tattoos, and it just kind of dwindled from there. And now, this is another episode with no tattoos at all. I'm good. And then we got the narrative. So somehow, is it Melody or Melanie?
She looked pretty nice pregnant. That's what it is.
All right, so her,
She had a baby at home. Hey, you know them New Yorkers, man. Poor as hell, man. Can't afford no health care.
That's not why she did it.
Yes, it is. No, that's why she did it. That's
not why she did it.
How much you want to bet, Sarah?
That's not why she did it.
She did it at home because she said she didn't have no health care and it was too expensive. So she was like, hey, we're going to have this baby at home.
She's a hippie.
She ain't no hippie. She broke.
She's a hippie. She got a doula and shit. She didn't even know what a doula was. That shit ain't cheap. You pay for a doula out of pocket. That shit ain't cheap.
York, man, anybody say they a doula, man, that woman's lying, man. She was trying to holler at her. See this pussy when she dropped this baby, nigga. Like,
you stupid. Oh, did you see when Donna went and pawned her wedding ring?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, how much you say he paid for this? Oh, about $1,500.
Nigga got
it. All right, your ex B ain't got no front teeth. He did not pay $1,500 for that. Nah. He stole that from somebody. He robbed that. He robbed somebody. She probably had a finger attached to it when he gave that ring, Donna.
Here's the problem. He stole it from somebody who was broke as well. She got $150 for the whole ring.
Diamond included. The diamond wasn't real.
Yeah, the whole ring, bro.
So that lets you know that gold is selling for about, let's see how much gold is an ounce. We can calculate how much that was.
She got $150. Right, that was the offer for the pawn shop. Which means, so the pawn shop is probably gonna give you about half. So let's say
No. When you selling gold, they got to give you what the market value for gold is.
But that was including the diamond, right?
Nah, they melted it all down. It was just the gold.
Damn! So she's just getting gold weight.
Yeah, she's got gold weight, man.
Which was what? What's? God.
She got. Let's see. Was it gold?
God damn. And just so you know, I'm not hating. I've been that broke nigga. I bought a wedding band one of the times that I was engaged. It didn't cost a lot of money. It looked like shit.
But I got $39 a gram. So it was $39.65 a gram.
So she got like three grams of gold?
Yeah. Nigga. And one time, look, I've been there before, man. I had some gold teeth that I couldn't wear no more. And I was just like, yo, I need some fucking money. I called the man up. I was like, yo, do you buy gold? He's like, yeah. I said, what if it's gold teeth? He said, if it's real gold, I'll buy it. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, I know this shit, man. I was like, I bought this shit like $99, $2,000. It's real gold. This one, the economy was great. You know what I'm saying? So.
Well, you can actually go in there and get the gold teeth at the little kiosk in the mall.
Nigga, I'm talking about flea market in Atlanta off 166, nigga, the USA flea market. I think, what video that? Matter of fact, on ATL, the movie, T.I. and them was cleaning up a building in that parking lot. That's why I was like, yo, that's where I got my grill at. But anyway, damn. USA flea market. Nigga do great work. Anyway, I paid like $120 for 12 gold teeth now. God. Took it to the motherfucking pawn shop down here. He weighed that shit up. He's like, I get $270 for it. I said, nigga, run it.
Like, come up. You pay how much for it?
$120.
Yeah, come up.
He was like, yeah. I said, he's like, it's 14 cash. I said, no, it's real gold. Like, I like, that's real. That was back in the day. Like, you ain't gonna get this shit now. Like, nah.
Remember they used to have those kiosks? You could buy gold chains and all kinds of shit. Like, they just had, it was so much gold, quote unquote gold. It was wrapped around the fucking, like a spindle. Like, you could they would just cut your shit. Man, y'all don't know nothing. Y'all didn't grow up in the fucking 80s, 90s. Y'all remember that shit, man? That was back in the day. But yeah, when that shit happened, I was like, wow. This whole show is just, it's a fucking cesspool, man. So I don't know. I got one more episode. You caught up on Friday Night Tights?
Come on now, man. Oh, let me tell y'all about King Germ this week. All right, so Tuesday, you know, I had to work overnight in Georgia. We had to go, you know, work in Georgia overnight. So, mind you, I got up Tuesday morning like 6:30 in the morning. Tuesday night, go to work at 4, get off at 4 in the morning, come home, watch Friday Night Tights. I didn't go to sleep until last night at 11 o'clock. So, therefore, I was up like 40 fucking hours.
That's crazy.
Straight. Yeah, crazy, man.
I saw you Snapchat like, why am I still up? I was like, this motherfucker is crazy. Mm-hmm. So did you finally go to sleep?
Last night after the car fell off the jack and the man came and fixed the car, I could finally like, yo, sleep, yes. God, and man. I slept to like 7:30 today, man. I was just like, yo. So it's by 11. I got me a good 8 hours last night.
That's not bad, man. That's not bad. What do you think about the show so far?
Oh man, this show this week was pretty damn good, man. Now let's go ahead and get to the meat of the episode. Meat of the episode, the little kid that was on the bench from, first of all, that it was too hot for them to be playing that game. And then the fucking water boy, the same volunteer that swung on the kid or whatever happened.
Yeah,
he was being like, "Hey man, y'all drinking too much water." No, the fuck they ain't, nigga.
Shit early. Like that's, I've never heard that.
Y'all drinking too much. It's hot, nigga. What you mean? That's the second bucket. Y'all gonna keep when then your ass gonna go get some more motherfucking water.
That's right.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like you can't sit there and like he was acting funny about the water already. So that right there was a problem with me. So I don't believe nothing. I believe everything the little kids say. Little kids say the man sitting on the bench. You heard him, "Get off my bench."
Yeah.
And then he got them. And say he pushed the kid, and the kid swung on him, and so did you see how the little punk ass parents was like? I mean, the kid did swing at him, like, but nigga, man was like, they're 10, 11, like this ain't, you know what I'm saying?
Did you see who the parents were that said that the kid swung on him?
Exactly. First, did you see the man wife copping pleas? Like she just told a whole different version from what everybody else was telling.
Yeah,
she was like, yeah. The kid hit him first. And I was just like, lady, like, you why you gonna get up here and lie? Like, that's your husband. You know what I'm saying? And, oh, man. I just want to see what's gonna happen to him, man.
When she
man,
came up to that bitch and said that I don't condone kids hitting parents. Like, is he gonna be allowed to play because I don't condone kids hitting parents? I was like, you weak bitch.
I was just like, yo, this the wackest shit ever.
Never heard
like,
of shit
like whoa, that. You don't condone kids hitting parents. But why did the kid hit the parent? Was he not attacked? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, man.
I don't even know how they finished that game. That should have been it. Like, as the commissioner, you should have shut that shit the fuck down.
Who was they playing? The Austin Steelers?
Yeah.
Okay. It's all right. Yeah, if that's any... That looks all right. You need to find that side of Austin, man.
You right about
niggas,
that, bro.
Them niggas. It's all right. Made me think, like, Austin is just some lily white, you just like, nah, not with them boys. I said, them the type of niggas I like. I said, well, right. Hey.
I've been here 7 years now, and I've been to two events that have had more than 30 black people at them.
And they were
both this year.
And I bet you, look, and I bet you old boy, the coach was there at both of them.
I don't know. Nah, he wasn't there at neither one. But...
He said they play in some place called like Pflugerville or something. Yeah, so, you know.
So I've been in Pflugerville. Like, there's definitely more black people in Pflugerville. That's where my gym is.
Okay.
But I've never, like, they had a 200 and something pound lineman. He's 13.
That boy was big as a fuzzy cat, dog. And look, see, the little kid didn't understand. He was trying to muscle the big boy. He was supposed to beat him with speed. Like, the nigga 200 pounds. You not. So what do you do with that? You see that the coaches didn't tell him that. Like, quit trying to goddamn. You're not going to win.
He's a defensive a muscle tackle.
Battle with. Yeah, get low. The man couldn't even bend over his tie shoes. So get low and just run through him fast. Like, he can't move with you.
Hold on, John. Dude, we're talking about. That the dude on the Steelers was a defensive tackle.
Mm-mm. He was a lineman. You talking about that big ass for 99.
The dude for the Steelers, he was a defensive player.
And he played both ways because he was an offensive line. Because remember, they told him, because they put the little dude from that he kept Booby or whatever his name was.
Yeah.
And he was on the end. He was playing in. And they told him, they said, look, play going to your side. You better mash him, put him in the ground. And you know what I'm saying? He came out there, threw that block on him, and they scored a touchdown. Remember, he played both ways now. He was on the line, too.
So what I'm saying to you is that if, okay, so if he's defense or offense,
he played tackle. He was playing like right tackle.
So what the fuck are you supposed to do with that? Ain't no speed if they coming to your side. The only thing you can do is try and get to the gap.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. Use your speed instead of trying. He was trying to muscle him. Like, you're not going to muscle him. Like,
but then he's
get
stupid.
By him. Don't he? Yeah.
Then he's stupid. Like, that's not even the coach's fault. Then you're a dumb kid.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I was like, why the coach ain't tell him? Like, stop trying to muscle with him. Like, yo, you're not going to win that battle. Like, this nigga eat you all day long. Like, this nigga, man, stop, man.
But they was telling, when they had him, when he was playing defense, when the big dude on the Steelers team was playing defense, they were saying, I want y'all to put him on his ass. And I'm like, how?
No, that was his offense. That was when he was on offense.
How are they supposed to do that? You run away from him. There's no reason for you to run to his side.
He wanted to put number two on his ass. And then they ran out inside. That's what they're talking about, that little dude from, because he was the biggest kid on the Venom team. So he was like, take that nigga out. Like, yo, we get the big boy to go down, all the rest of these niggas gonna crumble behind him. Cause they see their leader, like, he's supposed to be the biggest, baddest nigga. So go for him first. That's what they was telling him. Like, yo, you take him out, like, right now. Like,
that shit ain't work. There's no way that grown ass man out there playing. I thought there was weight requirement. I thought you had weight restrictions.
No weight requirements out there. That's why,
He's 13 and 200 plus pounds. And like 5'6 or 5'7. He was bigger than the coach.
10, 11 years old, man.
I thought they was 13. He 10 or 11?
Yeah, that's a 10, 11 team.
Oh, my God. Yeah, there's nothing you can do with that shit. Like, you run the opposite way, everything's going to be screen passes. There's no way you should get your ass whooped like that. Mm-mm. But then the coach has a meltdown after the player gets hurt. The coach has a meltdown and hits the kid. And I think that watching that episode and watching Black Ink was just like, it's too much right now. I can't deal with this shit. Because why is this on TV?
Hey, we need to see that shit.
How do you end up ending the episode without him getting his ass whooped? How come nobody whooped the coach's ass?
Hey, look, that lets you know that the old boy parents won at the game. I said, where's mom and daddy at? Cause they ain't let me, like, I said, oh, his parents ain't at the game. God damn.
You might be right. Cause that's some bullshit. If you a coach on that same team, if you're a coach on the Venom, how do you let this motherfucker hit a kid?
Yeah, like, then, like, the woman that walked off, like, I'm through with this organization. Like, I'm in here, like, who are you mad with? Are you mad with the parent that did this? Because, I mean, what was they supposed to do? Like, that.
Somebody should have whooped his ass. I would have left the organization too, cause y'all letting this motherfucker hit kids. Y'all let the game finish too. The commissioner ain't do shit.
This is his team. Like they like, yo, like, whoa, commish.
You should have, like, set the example right then. That motherfucker should have been fired. He's a volunteer too.
You should be like, give me my shirt right now. You going home without my shirt on? Give it here
right now. You fucking done. You press charges. You just hit a kid.
Regardless of the kid, you, first of all, that, like they said, they dumped him off the bench. And so once you dumped him off the bench, like, the kid was like, what the hell going on? And then he pushed him, then he swung, like, whoa, like, the kid swung, like, hey, man.
So I was watching the episode, and they were talking about the Steelers. You know, we got to see the showcase of the Steelers now. Apparently, one of the biggest, baddest teams.
They got to find a good team in Tyvo. They're like, we got to get behind somebody. These teams suck.
So they pumped them up. And I'm thinking that if they went, he said in the time that he was there, they were like 56-3. All three to the Outlaws, 56-3, and 47 of those games were knockouts. The other team didn't score. You got to play, if you're in the same division, if you're in the same league, you got to play the team more than once, right?
In the playoffs, maybe, but yeah, during the regular season, they played, what, like eight to ten, then they got the playoffs.
So you gotta have more than, you gotta have some championships, right?
He said he had three.
Where? We've been watching y'all for four seasons.
I said win. Cause every time I see y'all getting beat by the Outlaws, so what three titles? These guys been playing together since they was 6 years old. I'm like, nigga, we know McCutcheon. We see him move. Like, what are you talking about? Right. I was like, I don't get this. Like, why y'all fronting? Like, maybe they think people ain't been watching the show for a long time.
It's gotta be it, because if we're keeping it all the way funky, the Junior Rockets are perennial powerhouses, and so are
powerhouses.
The
powerhouses. Like, what?
So the are the story franchise. We haven't seen the Rockets have a winning season yet.
Hey, but they tough this year, though.
I guess so, because the competition weak as shit.
Oh, man. This must be all kind of pop-up teams now, type of. Because everybody want to be on the damn show. Because, like, I mean, I wanted the Seahawks still around. Matter of fact, I want to see what the type of league is now.
Yeah, that's it. Maybe we need to put a Nappy Afro League out here. They had a little Fro Horseman.
Hey, man, we have a lift heavy team, man.
Hey, man, we might as well do something. Man,
it's all right. Get out there and find some kids, man.
Competition weak as fucking baby thighs out there, man.
Man, look, and so you're saying the Steelers got all the teams in Austin?
Apparently. They 58-3 or some shit? Yeah, apparently they're the best team in the area. Low key, because we watched three seasons.
Yeah. This the fourth season, yeah. So this the now y'all done won three titles. Must have been before the Outlaws took out, because Fred said they started 08 and them niggas won like 8 straight titles. So when was y'all winning titles,
man? I don't know, bro. They must not been a typhoon before. Some shit. Because we didn't even, matter of fact, we didn't even see the Steelers until, was it last season or the season before?
Oh, shit, man. Oh, my God. What am I doing? Oh, shit.
What's wrong?
Now I hit standings. I don't want to see that.
Oh, you about to ruin it.
About to ruin it, boy, for myself. Boy, that's why I had to, I had to back up on the page quick.
So who we got? We got, there's like 8 teams.
Let me see. Game, find a team. 57 days to the spring season count starts. So in Typha, you got it's a lot of teams.
Yeah, so, and that's got to be what's missing. Like, that's got to be the part that we don't see.
Yeah. Oh, let's just see if the Seahawks, god damn, it's like 9 pages of teams.
So, what's the Seahawks? It's got to be something that we're missing. Like, when they keep talking about how good the teams are, there's got to be different divisions or classes that play.
Texas is a big state, yeah.
Because there's no way. I mean, it's funny as hell, but there's no way 3 different teams are claiming to be the best team in Typha and saying that we all win championships. It's not possible.
The Highland Warhawks. I think we just seen them on the show. Junior Broncos still out there. They're just not on the show no more.
That's the team I was trying to get right episode before last.
The Jets and Junior Rockets, the JYS Venom. See the teams we know about. But yeah, man. Fuck.
I don't know, man. This shit's weird, but Steel Country, Steel City starts what? This week? Next week?
It said the 31st, but I don't know what happened.
So maybe we missed it. Did we miss it?
No, it ain't came on yet, because I've been checking the site and I ain't seen it.
Man, they might have
been Mission Mustangs, we heard of them. Pflugerville Hawks.
I don't know what he's like. There's a stadium right down the street from me.
RGV Ducks. Oh, that's the Rio Grande Valley.
I don't know where these kids play. there's a stadium right down the street from me.
The coach still around.
How?
They just not on the show. You see what I'm saying?
I thought the team dissipated when Marika's left.
Nah, Paul's still holding it down, I guess.
Well, they not good anymore then. Because they don't even get... Maybe it's a contract. Maybe they got contract deals.
Yeah.
So maybe the deals are with the teams, like the owners. And they shuffle that every season.
Texas Storm, your favorite team, the 210 Outlaws.
I'm ragging motherfuckers, the 210 Outlaws. The Storm. Who was the other team that the Junior Rockets played where he was saying, I like their uniforms?
Oh, that was the Warhawks.
Yeah, another team we hadn't heard of all of a sudden in the league this year.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, we not to say our team's underprivileged, but...
that was one of the other narratives that kind of pissed me off this week. Like, hearing them say, first of all, that's all the scouting you did? That's the scouting you did, was I like their uniforms, and they play for a different reason than us. We've got our fathers. Like, what the fuck was that? And then, when the Steelers game came up against the Venom, he's like, I hired some extra security, because you don't know what these guys. And then the dude on your team is the one that ended up hitting the kid.
Yes, sir.
Man, that's raggedy shit, man. I don't like that little side jabs. I don't like that shit, man. I don't like that shit. These are kids, bro. Don't do that shit. But I think that's all I have for TV talk. I ain't really watching much of shit else. Did you have anything else?
Nah, man. Just Scandal Bike. Scandal Back. Still watching that. Thanks, it's all right.
You can't blame that on me, dog. I was out like season 2.
That's like, damn, man. You listen.
I was out like season 2.
I know, but still, you made me like, yo, you need to watch it. So I went back and I went back and binged it, and then you know, I got hooked, man. Sorry, Shonda got hooked.
How do you get around Kerry Washington's mouth? I know how much you hate her mouth.
I mean, it don't bother me as much no more. I mean, it still bothers me, but I focus on something else.
Would you smash Kerry Robinson?
No, I smashed Quinn before I hit.
Dang.
Olivia Pope. Yeah, man.
Damn.
I might even You know what I'm saying? I mean, my, might even hit Melly before I hit a living post, man. That's being real with you, man. Melly, man, like Melly got them cakes, man. Like
that's slander. Yeah. Hey, shout out to Lovey, man, for getting her book published in Shondaland. She getting her book published now into a TV show. So props to you, Lovey. Her glow upshuation over the past year has been amazing. We need to get something like that. We need to pay the right people or something.
Hey, man, we was on track for that today, man, but I don't know what happened.
Hey, man, speaking of shit that should have been talked about today, what the fuck was you talking about the chicken court? You mentioned this to me. Ain't no link. I need to know what the fuck you talking about.
Oh, you want a link? Oh, I'll send you a link.
I don't know if I need a link. I just need to know what the fuck is going on.
All right, man. So, this chick named Brittany Jones. She's like a stripper.
You said Brittany. Is Brittany ever a different name than Thottish?
I mean,
I'm asking for a friend. I don't know.
Hey, it's a good one.
it's some good Britneys out there. Okay, my bad. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. So, she was trying to go to court and getting a little charge knocked off. So, what better way than to ask one of the little court dudes, like, yo, you get my case dropped, you know, I give you some sloppy top. He was like, yo, right here? She was like, right here, son. Wow. So they were sitting there in the damn, like, in the hallway in the courtroom. And she's topping this dude off. And then he hits it. Like, they start having sex.
What?
Like, on the bench. Yeah, I'm trying to see the video right now, sorry.
God damn.
They start having sex on the bench, and then he busts in her, man. Like,
and like this is a joke.
Yeah, she recorded the whole thing. You know what I'm saying?
How did she? What? Yeah. Wait, how did she record the whole? Like, she's sitting there with a fucking phone out?
Yes.
She recorded.
It's like one of the court clerks. It's like one of the niggas that's got like a uniform on.
So, I have so many questions.
Go ahead.
First of all, what the fuck was the charge? Do we ever know what the charge is?
Probably either weed, speeding ticket, something like that.
Something minor, right? That you can pay and get away with.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Maybe it was she was facing some time behind this. I don't know. But yeah.
So then you decide to fuck with the bailiff.
What the fuck? One of them niggas that like what was he gonna do? Like go back there? Like how was he gonna get your case dropped?
I don't know. But then you went from sucking him off to giving full services at the goddamn courthouse. Like, you couldn't say, yo, I got you.
He got the Frank Sinatra, man. He got the Frank Sinatra, man.
God damn. I got the. So you sent me the video now. Spam Central. Super Thotty. Wow. So she knocking him off looking into the goddamn phone. She shooting this shit for rude.com or some shit. Oh, wow. They really are in the goddamn... They're in the courthouse. Like, he's in uniform and you can see the little courthouse-ass bench. Nigga, are you serious? Wait, this is a joke, bruh. This is the court clerk, so he really ain't doing shit. Like, they probably didn't even give him a background check when they hired him.
Exactly, because the picture of him is a mugshot. They looking for because they were both looking for both of them. They was not being compliant. So finally, the man turned himself in. You know what I'm saying? But the picture they was using was a mugshot. I was like, damn! So how the fuck you got a mugshot? You working at the damn courthouse? Like, what do they got going on in Duval County, man?
So then she sits up and she done just hopped on the goddamn lap. We in the courthouse. This is a joke, bro. This has got to be a flick.
Bruh.
There's no way this shit is legit.
No, he works for the... No, this is legit.
Nigga, she's looking in the camera and smiling in the middle of the court day. In the courthouse.
It's not even nighttime. Like, sun is out.
It's broad daylight. Oh, hell no. It's now she's showing the motherfucking... What do they call it? The cream pie? She done got cream pie.
Yeah.
And then she done ate the goddamn... This is a trifling bitch.
Mm.
This broad Brittany Jones, bro. Like, that is a freak name. If we have a Brittany Jones that's listening to the show, I'm sorry. Mm. You've just been ruined by Brittany Jones, the thought.
She doesn't know. She getting fucked right now. She is.
God damn. Wow. I mean, now, look, that's... Wow. Did she get the... So, did she get the charger drop?
Hey, must been, because they, like I said, now, like I said, it's a man. She's still like tweeting and shit. They looking for her. They gonna find her. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean gonna shit is funny. Wait, she's tweeting and they haven't found her?
Nah, like she changed her location. They was like, we doubt she's in New York. Now I was like, yeah, of course she's not in New York.
This is why I don't believe it.
It's real, man. It's like, it's on the news. Like, this is not.
You can't end up getting caught and having to go to trial for some bullshit, fucking in the courthouse, man. But they can't find you on Twitter. That shit don't go together. Right. There's a lot of shit don't go together.
It's all right. This is legit. Trust me.
She's crafty enough to not get caught on Twitter, but she's thought enough to fuck in the courthouse.
Hey, man. Listen. Dichotomy. Take a week. I'm telling you, it's all right, man.
The dichotomy of who she is as a person, man. I don't know. I don't quite understand that, but whatever. That's amazing. I'm fucking stunned right now.
He said that's amazing.
That's amazing. You gotta see the video, y'all. She's looking at that was a flick, bro. She's looking in the camera and smiling while she's hopping up and down in this court nigga dick. And then she get cream pied and she eat the nut. This had nothing to do with a court case.
I'm telling you, she wanted that charge drop. She did everything she could to get that charge drop.
Well, that charge might be dropped, but she got another one now. I don't think you can bust it open in the court.
You can't save him this one. Can't save him.
Like, what is the charge? Desecrating a public building? A government building?
Like, it's gotta be something. Like, you can't just have sex in public.
Yeah, so public indecency, public exhibition, nudity. I guess we can call it nudity. We saw you click, you bust it open, and then your government property.
Can it be seen that way because you didn't catch them in the act?
You videoed it, though. We've seen a lot of people get arrested for videos.
Yeah, you're right. You can't get arrested for videos.
I mean, they did a whole raid on them black people that did the mannequin challenge. All of them got blocked up, so... I don't know, man. You got to keep it 100 this week, too.
Yeah, man. Oh, well, you want to do the question for the nation first, man.
Bet. Question from the nation. What's up?
Do we do it anonymously? Yeah, we still do it anonymously.
Of course. Man. We got to protect our loyal listeners.
It's long, man. It's long, so bear with me. All right. My girl, well, ex-girl now, I guess, said she thinks we should take a break. She's about to graduate, and lately she has been very indecisive about what she wants to do. At first, she wanted to be a lawyer. Then she was thinking about graduate school. Now she's telling me she wants to travel the world or join the Peace Corps or whatever. She says she is still in love with me, but she thinks that being in a relationship could lead to her making a decision she'll regret in a few years. Oof, oof. excuse me. That's rough. I feel her, but she has never even discussed any of this shit with me before telling me we needed time apart a few days ago. I just wish she brought it up and got my opinion on it. No need to break up over shit that could happen. We can discuss all that when the time comes. Anyway, I come to all you seeking guidance. Is there any time when taking a break ever really leads to couples getting back together in the near future? To me, it just seems like a gentle way of breaking up with someone. I fully trust that my ex was faithful and only had eyes for me while we were together. Excuse me.
You're hitting close to home, bro? You all right?
Nah, man. Nah, I'm good, man. She let me use her phone to text people, so I never felt she was hiding anything from me. Still, I can't help but wonder if she just wants to fuck niggas and party during her last semester. Rather to be tied down by me. I'm already back on Tinder and going out to see if I can get mine while we're apart, but she's still on my mind all the time. She says she still wants to talk and she even wants to chill sometimes. That's a no unless we fucking. Wow. Wow. I feel like she wants the best of both worlds. Should I let her go or is there hope for us? Well, come to the right people, man. Nobody knows relationships like me and Saul Wright.
Two wash niggas. Two wash niggas, man.
Two wash niggas like, yo, man, we been out the game. We know about all this. Let's be real, my nigga. Yes, you are right in everything you're feeling, man. You ain't wrong. She wants to let it all hang out her last year of college. Because, you know, girls get out of college, you know, next step is marriage. You know what I'm saying? And that's how they look at it. So they want to go ahead and get all that fun out because they can, you know what I'm saying, turn back the clock once they get out of college and go somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? Then they ain't that same person they was. So maybe they want to wild out this last semester, get it all out their system. And then maybe, you know, y'all can get back together. But the question is, do you want to get back together with after this? You know what I'm saying? My whole thing on relationships, once we break up, we broke up. We ain't never getting back together. I have never, ever, ever got back with a girl I broke up with. Never. Never. And it ain't going to happen. I mean, that's just my way of doing it because I don't want you after you done went out and explored the world. Like, I don't want that shit. Like, you keep your pussy. I don't want it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-mm. And I wouldn't, if I was a girl, I'd be the same way. Like, nah, once we apart, we done. Ain't no getting back together. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all ain't back together in the next, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, Valentine's Day coming up. Like, yo, that's crazy. That's crazy. Like, I ain't never seen a woman break up with somebody before Valentine's Day.
I think they're both right.
I think, see what I'm saying? Exactly.
I think he right for feeling how he feeling. I think she right for making the call she made. Like, you do the most growth in your life after high school.
Yeah.
After high school. So, personally, I don't have any kids. It's probably a good thing for them unborn motherfuckers because you wouldn't have a serious relationship in high school. What's the purpose? Who knows where you're going to end up going to college and why would you want to fuck with that shit? There's way too much change in the shit that you go through. And the idea of going to see the world before, hey, that's a great fucking idea. You should do that.
Yeah.
So, should he let her go? Look, I'm not a fan. This is me personally. I'm not a fan of keeping anybody in a relationship that doesn't want to be kept.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't give a fuck. Right now, I've been married for fucking 13 years. If my wife came to me and said that she needs some space, walk. I'm not going to fight for that. You don't already let me know what you want. So go. I'm not fighting for that shit. The biggest problem with people's mistakes is that they spend a lot of time making them. So if the shit is over, you got to let that motherfucker walk. If she came to you and said, we need some space, give her the space. You can cry when you get in the car, but you got to let her go, bro. There's nothing even be concerned with. There's not even a conversation.
You know my rules about crying, man. You can only cry for two women, bro. Like, after that second woman, you can't bro. Ain't no more tears. You should be dried up.
That's it. There's a cry limit.
There's a cry limit. A woman can't make you cry but two times. Like, you can't cry. You can't cry more than two times over a woman.
Like, even if it's so, we're not talking about the same one. What if you cry with one woman twice?
Then that's it. You can't cry with the next woman.
Can't cry with the next woman at all. You got two cries that are not related to a family member, and that's it.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. In a relationship. Yeah.
Have I cried? Let me think. Have I cried? I know I cried when I was in Atlanta on the Bad X. So I've only cried once.
So you got one in you.
So I got one left.
You got one saved up. Yes, you got one saved up.
And I just got done saying that my wife come to me and say she want to leave. So maybe that's my second one. I just told myself, it's coming. It's coming. I have to drop a mixtape in the whole nine if that happens. But nah, bro. And I know we got a lot of young listeners, right? So you do what you want to do. Y'all grown or whatever. You got somebody grown in your corner. But if you listen to us as your big bros, this shouldn't be a debate. If she tells you she want to dip, then let her dip.
Let her go.
And if you feel like you in a situation where you want to run the streets, dog, hey, you need to tell her that shit too. That's how y'all end up with all these extra diseases and shit and wonder why your dick falling off is because you're out here in these streets not using condoms and fucking around. Y'all too young for that shit, man. Just go ahead and man up. You discover sex, hey, enjoy that shit if you're going to do it, but be safe and be honest about what you're doing. What's your keeping 100?
Oh, man, my keeping 100 this week, man. Listen, people, I don't know what it's going to take for people to stop hating on Tom Brady. Now, Saul Wright was hating on him earlier.
Jesus Christ.
I held it all in. I was going to lash out. I mean, this week I've been called a Tom Brady loyalist. Dude at work was calling me, it said my last name was Brady, so he was calling me by my first name and he was like, Jerm Brady, what's going on? I mean, he was just like, you know, people out here saying the Super Bowl's rigged. Like, these people need to stop. Okay, I've seen so many conspiracy theories this week about the Super Bowl being rigged, but the fact of the matter is Tom Brady's just better than y'all. Hey,
that's
I mean, 25-point lead in the third quarter. I mean, everybody thought it. Let's be honest, man. Everybody thought it was over. Even the Bob Kraft thought it was over. Everybody thought it was over.
Yeah.
But I said, man, I just can't count Tom Brady out, man. I just, something in me said, I just can't count him out. Queen Germs out. Peace. Say hello to the millions.
And millions.
There you go. You're getting better, man.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Queen Germ.
Yeah, so Tom Brady showed off. And so, people, listen, man, that performance he gave y'all Sunday, 466 yards, threw the ball like 50 some odd times. Three touchdowns, four touchdowns, whatever. Yeah. Listen, man, greatest, man. Stop hating on the man. Y'all should want to be on the right side of history. Be on the right side of history. Stop hating on Tom Brady, man. Serious.
So I was hating earlier when I said that, when I was calling him a cheater?
Yeah, man, yeah. I mean, look, Tom Brady killed the crying joy meme. Like, this nigga killed it. Like, you can't do the crying joy meme no more. Like, you can only do it for, like, the Falcons. Like, I don't know, but then the Falcons resurrected it. Like, it was just, like, it was crazy. Like you gave this man, like, the crying Jordan meme, and then he beat the shit. Oh, man.
It was all bad, man. Look, I mean, I was just having this conversation, and the way you have the keep it 100 worded is football season is officially over.
Oh, my God, it is?
So that's the way you got it worded.
Jesus Christ. Well...
Oh my God. But the reason I say that is because I had this conversation with someone the other day, and they just did the 30 for 30 on the XFL. Which was awesome. Now is the perfect time for them to try the XFL again. I think football, the ratings have shown a decline this season. So you have a gap. Like, people are looking for something else, I think, in my opinion. WWE has its own network. It's a great way to bring people over to your network. I think the climate is perfect
for them. But you got to keep football football. You can't do nothing, you know.
It's got to be different. It's got to be different. Like,
why Vince just can't do a football league during the offseason? Like, just do a regular football league. Like, you ain't got to do nothing, give it the WWE attitude. You can just say, like, hey, we're going to have a football league during the offseason. This is when we play football. Niggas will watch if it's just regular football, like, same. Like, that, we don't need a gimmick to sell football. Football sells itself. Well, so you throwing a gimmick, that's what's gonna make it like, nah.
It doesn't have to be a gimmick, but it needs to be different.
Like, it don't have to be different. It can just be football.
Like, there's a reason that the Canadian Football League and the Arena Football League don't work.
You know why? The Arena has a gimmick, and the Canadian Football League is in Canada. Like, end of story.
But the Canadian Football League isn't different enough from the NFL to be its own league. It always seems like you're trying to be the NFL. That's why being different works.
But the Canadian league, okay, Canadian league has too many flags. Like, you can challenge a penalty. Like, you can be like, yo, I think that was off. Like, if a play went down, you can be like, yo, I think that was offensive passing, or I think that was defensive pass interference. Rewind the play. They'll go look at the play and be like, yep, it sure was. We missed it. And they'll throw a flag. And I'm like, that's some bullshit. Like, the game's as long as fuck, man. Like, I was just like,
I think you could make, so let's say, okay, if we do it in XFL, what if you were going to make it different, what would be one of the things that you would make different? Like, for me, there'd be no field goals. We're not doing field goals in XFL.
See, look, that's fine. I can deal with, that's nothing gimmicky. Like, look, XFL had the coin toss, which was, it was awesome, but like they said, niggas was getting hurt, so that was a bad thing. But yeah, man, oh man. Then what would it be different? You said no field goals.
I definitely say no field goals.
So you don't want no kickers at all?
No, I mean, I guess if you got to do a kickoff, I don't think you need a kickoff.
No kickers, no. Let's go no kickers, no punting. No
so we start the ball at the 20?
Yeah.
So let's say, okay, so now we're getting into gimmicks. So now to start the game off different, like if you take away kickers from the kickoff, which I'm still not opposed to, I feel like the NFL doesn't necessarily need that. So you start the ball at the 25. So at the coin flip, what makes you want to take the ball? Maybe that first possession is worth more.
So I mean, maybe nobody really wants the ball unless you were one of them teams that...
You got Tom Brady.
Yeah, you're right.
If I got an offense, if I'm the Falcons, give me the ball first. So there's got to be something different. I think there's ways to make it different, but I think you can make it work because people are looking for something different. And if you're the WWE and you're the ones that are setting this up, you have your own network to bring people to your network. And you can show the different stuff that they don't show on NFL. There's a lot of cats out here in the league now with what were we in the 52nd season of the NFL or something stupid? There's enough players out there now that aren't playing because of bullshit the NFL has done. You can bring in a Ray Rice, who can still play. You can bring in Andre Johnson, who can still play. These guys can still play ball. They just don't play at the NFL. You can bring in a Terrell Pryor, who's playing receiver now, but maybe he got a shot at playing quarterback. You can bring in a Michael Vick, who's not playing now because y'all won't bring him in for some reason. Granted, Mike is only going to get you about 8 games. Of course he retired, but that's because they wouldn't sign him.
He couldn't play quarterback no more, man. Let's be real.
Mike Vick, he's good. He's just not going to get you 16 games.
First of all, Mike Vick.
He's not going to get you
16 games. That's one strike. Then, Mike Vick, he couldn't, no, man. Mike Vick just, nah. I mean, he was great.
Right, so what are you saying?
But he just wasn't, Mike Vick knew after 2011, 12. Nah, Mike Vick been washed. The last 4 years, I don't know.
Let's, let's not call him washed. Let's not call him washed. I mean,
there's nothing else to call it but washed.
He played in 2000. What was it? 2000 when he was with the Eagles when he played the season.
No, he played he was with the Eagles for 3 years, 2 or 3 years.
Right, but that was his last season that he actually got some game time in. He played six games.
Kevin Cobb got hurt. Yeah. When Cobb got hurt, Vic played 10 games.
He was with them the season after that.
And then the season after that, I think he was a starting quarterback or whatever.
Yeah, he started for half the season. So he played half the season then. He still had a 50% completion rating.
Look, that was 2010. That's what I said. That's after he'd been watched the last four.
So let me look this shit up because I think you're off on that. I think you're off on that. So 2010 was when he started most of the year. So in 2013, I was right. 2013, he played and started 7 games.
Okay.
For the Eagles. Then he was with the Jets. That shit should have never happened. And then he was with Pittsburgh, and he got hurt quickly in Pittsburgh. I think he only played 3 games and got hurt.
Why would he play in Pittsburgh? Big Ben is there.
Because Big Ben got hurt. Big Ben gets hurt every year. So you have to play. Pittsburgh, they damn near owe half of their championships to somebody else. He gets hurt every time. Around week 6, he'll get hurt. Somebody else will carry them to the playoffs, and they put him back in. But you got other players that are out of the league now that could play that just aren't playing. You know what I'm saying? So I think it'd be a good idea for somebody to start up. Maybe we should do that since we ain't doing shit else. Start up another league. You got your winners and losers for this week?
Oh, man. My winners this week, man. I didn't do my research for Black Business this week, man. I'm going to be honest with you. So my winners this week are going to be... I don't have a winner this week. Sorry.
Well, I'm using that good for winners and losers. You got losers?
Of course.
Who's the losers this week? The Falcons and... Atlanta. People in Atlanta. And...
Oh, I see what I did wrong. Sorry. Oh,
I got you. I understand.
The losers now is all the people that love football, because football season is officially over. We're going to continue to make magic with this outline, people. Continue. Telling you, man. Why are we the losers? Because now we have to go on with life as we know it. We have to watch stupid basketball. We got to spend time with our families. We got to, be with our SOs. And then it's about to be, football ended right before Valentine's Day. So, God. Man, this is the worst time of year. This is not worse than the July, that July time, that June, July, we're at the NBA, and it's just strictly baseball.
Baseball and fucking camp talk and all that shit gets weird.
I'm watching fishing channels and shit. I'm like, man, this is some bullshit.
Hey, man, my winner this week is Oakley. Props to Oaks, man. Oaks still out here knocking people the fuck out, man. Oaks is 50-some years old, still giving people the business, bro.
Hey, Oaks said I'm still 6'9". Y'all niggas not going to treat me like that.
I don't even know. Apparently, he was heckling the owner or heckling one of the coaches, and they took offense and had they tried to get security to get him removed.
Exactly.
And he even said, fuck that. They just got scared of another big black dude, I guess, because heckling, you're in New York. Being heckled is normal.
No, I thought that's just how they wake up.
Right. So apparently he took offense and they tried to have Oak removed. Here's where they fucked up. He didn't get no warning. Mm-mm. So like before security removes you from a building, you're supposed to get a warning unless you're doing something offensive. Like if you're throwing shit on the field or you slapping some kids or some shit like that, you got to get the fuck out. But if you just talking and somebody gets offended, you got to get a warning, bruh.
It's like 18,000, 20,000 people in the garden. James Dolan, I'm pretty sure it's at least 1,000 people in there talking shit about you.
Get
this down. I'm fucking Dolan. Fuck you. I mean, I'm pretty sure all the New Yorkers in there talking shit.
But then how does it go from, okay, let me go see who it is. Motherfucker, that's Oak. You gonna have to deal with that one.
They asked him how he got in. He said, I paid for a ticket. Like,
of
if
course I paid for a ticket. I'm Oak.
Steve ain't did nothing. Like, man, yeah, first we know
he probably didn't pay for the ticket. Let's be honest. They probably he's lying. They probably gave him a ticket. Like, I refuse to believe that anything happens in New York.
No, Oakley's not. Look, Oakley is he don't get invited to the him and Dolan do not like each other. It's known. Like, they say Oakley feels some type of way that he'll never get invited to the all-time Nick, you know, the little celebrate. You know, when they bring the little people back and stuff. Like, they don't. Nah,
so it's legit beef.
Oh, yes, legit beef. Yeah, legit beef.
So this is some petty shit. Dolan had to get him squared out on some petty shit.
Dolan flexed his muscle on him, like, nigga.
Oh, so that's why everybody got their ass whooped. Now Oakley's my double winner, bruh. He might be my winner of the year.
Yeah, like, it's a known fact that these niggas do not like each other. Like, they do not. So.
Hey, man, props to the old cat for bucking back, man.
Hey, man.
Eric Dickerson bucked back, too. He's like, man, fuck Fisher. I ain't got to step
field. Fisher up out of here, like, nigga. Listen, nigga, I'm Eric Dickerson. They gonna love me out here, nigga. You, though? You?
He's old cat.
I ain't played for him in 20 years. And I ain't played for him for 20 plus years, nigga. And still, your ass is out of here. You won't be around.
Hey, 2017 is a year of the old nigga, bro. Jordan clapped back the other day. They asked him about the fucking Golden State Warriors 73-2 season or whatever the fuck it was. He said, this season don't mean shit.
Man. I told you, man. Jordan, man. Listen, Jordan is not the egg. I ain't taking no pictures with no
pictures. Hey, man, old niggas is bugging back this year. So, Oakley my winner. Jordan is my winner. It's probably be the only time he's ever my winner. And Eric Dickerson my winner this week. The losers, everybody in Atlanta, you earned that L, bro. It's not your fault. But y'all, Bomani told y'all.
That shit was like ringing through. Like, he was just like, I don't trust the Falcons. And he said this shit a long time ago.
He always says, I don't trust the Falcons. He told y'all. God damn it, y'all went all the way in. I had more people that I watch on social media and on YouTube was Falconed up. And they buying the extra jerseys and extra hats.
Oh, man. Did you see my snap with the Super Bowl shirts?
I saw it, man. What happened to those shirts? Did you get one?
I wanted to get one, but I had to. They couldn't sell them. But, then the only way I could have got one was through the five-finger discount. I was just
Man, nah. Sometimes inventory comes up short. That's all I'm saying.
Man, but, I came, nah, bro. I was in another person's store, nah, right? Nah. I don't know the cameras at, none of that.
That's true. That's true. Good point. Yeah. Good job. Mm-hmm. You got to keep your job, man. Don't be stealing. Yeah. Man, so you also my winner this week for not stealing, because I probably wouldn't have been able to make that one. I ain't going to jail neither, though.
Fuck that. Now for those, damn, that'd be, I could read a headline now. I make a fucking that then I go viral.
Yeah, dude, and they'd be
stealing a foul. They're like, I'd be the loser. They'd be like, I failed. They didn't even win. He won the shirt.
You don't want that problem. That's not good. You want to give our shout outs, man, so we can get up out of here?
And shout out to the nation, man. I'm gonna get the people to shout out before I shout out the staff this time, man, just because, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the nation, man. Shout out to Ruler myself. Shout out to Rick James, bitch. Rebirth of Slick, whatever name you go by now. Shout out to Pepe J from B-More. Shout out to Steph B-More. Shout out to Jesus and Mero. Them niggas is everywhere now, nigga.
Oh, my God, man. Blow up situation is real, yeah.
But listen, niggas eating fine cheeses. Interviewing, like, big... Hey, yo, this shit is, man. Look, it's all right.
We got to get plugged, man.
It's just because where we at, man. Location, location, location.
It's got to be because, like, it's, I see a lot of cats blowing up and doing the shit that I dream. Like, that's a dream job.
You New York, man. You. Hey, look, you can walk by Steven Spielberg in New York or whatever. Nigga, why? You know what I'm saying? You're in New York.
Yeah, but we got a problem. We both, neither of us want to go to New York.
Yeah, hell no. It's too cold in New York, man.
Gotta figure something else out, man. But go ahead, my bad.
Like, we gotta start doing live shows and shit, podcasts, shoot the broadcast live.
I gotta get a body double then. I need a stand in, bro. I need a stand in.
Man, I told you, man. Look, we gonna go next year, man, 2018, we'll do the broadcast. We're gonna do video broadcast. I told you, I'm doing a wrestling mask, though, man.
I'm gonna get GQ to be me.
Look, nah, man. GQ trying to run for office, man.
That's all right. He ain't gonna make it. He not gonna make it. But go ahead, man. My bad. Who else you got to shout out?
Oh, man. Shout out to Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. Shout out to Gerard. Shout out to anybody else that listens to the Frocast, including all the people who phones I subscribe to. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Glamazon Tayomi. You know, we gonna make it work. Shout out to Saul Wright, Be Easy, Short T.
Short T.
GQ Blue, RT3, I almost forgot you, but I didn't. Shout out to MJ Money 9S. It's Black History Month. I'm gonna be nice to you, my brother.
shout out to Obama out there windsurfing and shit.
Hey, showing all his teeth and shit. Yo, Obama, hey, look. Obama out there just stunting on y'all niggas. Like, yo, I don't give a fuck, nigga. Like, I can leave the country, nigga. I don't care. Like, yo, he out, man.
But did you say Obama wasn't swagged out? And this motherfucking
nigga. He still not swagging out there.
I don't know. He took a picture the other day with the white polo and the white khakis on, dog. I said, Obama out here stunting on these niggas, man.
He had a tennis suit on.
Motherfucker looking like a Boys to Men video. Sexy
white party. Hey, Michelle, there's a white party out here tonight. You want to go?
He's like, let's recreate that Boys to Men video. Water runs dry. I'm going to go to the beach in a linen suit, and I'm going to walk around in my brown shoes. Smiling.
No socks, of course. No socks. He probably has socks on. He ain't got no sweat.
He had no socks, bro. He had fucked no socks up. On, bro. Obama's out there kicking it.
He wear tube socks, man. He pulled his socks up to the calf, man. You know. He's
Obama was out there without the socks on, with the sunglasses on, smiling and cheesing. God damn, Obama, you broke
doing it right.
Hard.
He broke. He had the beach no shirt on. Hint, hint. GQ Blue.
Oh, come on, man. We almost made it with an episode without slander.
No, man. Somebody had to catch it, man.
God damn.
Damn, we ain't slandering nobody on this show.
We said, like, this is the most peaceful episode. This is the most peaceful episode we've had.
We call ourselves the kings?
So somebody had to get it. We gonna slander anybody else before we go?
The Fro Horsemen. They need all the help they can get.
you ain't shit, man. It's been another episode of the Frocast with your homies Saul Wright and King Jerm, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, yesterday, and forever. We will holler at you next time on another episode of the Frocast. We out. Peace.
Peace, 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 peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
Nappyafro.com.